So have you seen the reaction of the populace of North Korea to the death of Kim Jong-il? It looks like maybe behind the cameras there was a little coaxing for some of them to start wailing and crying and all this sort of stuff. The thing that you don't notice, though, or you don't see on these so-called mourners is tears. We all know that the tin pot dictator, someone who liked to walk around in pajamas, watch American pornography, and eat hamburgers, is gone. And he spent most of his capital budgets on the military and put whoever didn't agree with him in internment camps. But will this mean a change for North Korea? Probably not, now that his son and the military are going to share power and take over things. What needs to be done by the world is to keep a closer eye now on North Korea, because their goal of getting a nuclear weapon may have just increased fourfold, and with them and the Iranians out there floating around, neither one of them is something that we take lightly. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.